Presley with Martin Bester.
Always love catching up with people who entertain us, make us laugh, especially on TikTok and Instagram, Facebook, social media. And one of those people, Sammy Hall, says, I don't know if you've ever seen Sammy's stuff, man, like on load shedding, for instance.
I sometimes forget that my international friends do not understand the South African business. So I'm quickly going to explain to you what load shedding is. Our South African energy service provider is called Eskom, or as I like to call them, Eskom 'n bietjie by asseblief. So Eskom, they are very considerate. They have realized that us South Africans are permanently stressed out, because during the day we're always working, and when we get home in the evenings, we always have to cook food and do laundry and do dishes, and they were like, no. We don't want our people to be stressed out. So they decided that they are going to cut off our electricity for a few hours, every few hours, just to make sure that we take the time to enjoy the small things like burning a candle and smelling the roses, you know?
Sammy!
Hello!
You know what? You're just pointing out the truth.
Yeah. I mean...
That's what it's all about. What led you to the accent?
I did the accent when I was in high school because I found it funny. But also, I didn't want people to laugh at my real accent. So I went extreme with that. Then I'm laughing with them and at them and they at me, and it's
and,
a thing.
And with you and to and yeah. you. And, that's the great thing about our country. It makes it so incredibly entertaining and colorful. It's the different accents. And I love the fact that we can still laugh at each other ourselves. We can still laugh at ourselves.
I love
that. I really do. But now, before we get going and talk about Sammy Hall Says on social media, Sam and I have known each other for 12 years, as you pointed out the other day, because, I mean, your career, I mean, you worked at Jacaranda FM.
I did. Back in the day.
Yeah, it was with Darren.
Yes, when I was still a youth. I was 19, 20 years old. I worked behind the scenes for the breakfast show. I did the important things, like making coffee.
Very important.
I did the blog. I screened calls, which was very difficult for me, because I felt like I was being rude if I cut them off quickly. And then Darren is waiting on air for the calls to come through, and I'm like, okay, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. All right. Okay, have a good day. I didn't want to be rude. So, I mean, it's interesting. I did cause a few problems,
like
if
what?
I'm being honest.
You want to admit it now?
You guys are going to be angry at me because I set in motion something that might affect you to this day.
Oh.
What happened was I had to make coffee for the on-air talent.
Yeah?
That was part of my job description.
Yeah?
I took it seriously.
Yes.
I brought said coffee to the studio.
Yes.
And I spilled some on the equipment.
Allegedly.
I'm not admitting to anything. And we had dead air for like 5 minutes. And then...
Was that you?
That was me. And then there was a no more coffee in the studio rule. That is now in effect. Still to this day,
as far as I know.
You are welcome. Your lack of caffeine...
Thanks to Sam.
You are welcome.
Oh my gosh. I must tell you that a lot of these stories, this young lady also has her own book. If you find her entertaining on social media, you got to get your hands on The Memoirs of a Clumsy Potato.
I love that. That's a great title.
The story
of my bloody life. it can't get more South African than this.
Yeah, there's a story behind the name. I was on Facebook, there was a meme about... sound engineer spilling ice cream on his equipment.
Yeah.
And I commented and said, this gives me flashbacks to the coffee incident.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
And I just talked about it and I said, I don't know why these things always happen to me. I'm a good person. I try my best. But things always, like, you know, bully finds me as if I'm a Wolkombash.
Yes. No, no.
All right?
Yeah, I see. Yeah.
So... I made a comment on Facebook about it, and someone who worked with me at Jacaranda said, you know, these stories are funny. And I said, I think I'm going to write a book, The Memoirs of a Clumsy Potato. And it was just a joke about like 10 years ago. So when I started writing the book, I was like, that's the name. I'm not going to even think about something else.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Now, there's another link. So when she worked with Darren and the gang in the morning all those years ago, there was also a character on the show and a guy who worked on the show, A-Rod. Mm-hmm. And A-Rod then also worked with myself and the team.
Yes.
After that, A-Rod and I did a lot of gigs together, and he would DJ and I'd talk nonsense on the mic and all that kind of stuff, throwing parties all around the and you know A-Rod obviously
yes.
very well. Did you meet A-Rod here? I mean at Jack.
Yes. So when I got the job at Jacaranda, I went for the year-end function.
That's right.
That's where I met everyone, and I met A-Rod there.
Okay, and to this day, you still know each other?
Yes. So back then, he was... character is the correct description.
Yeah.
He is a character.
He is.
And we met, and we started dating.
Yeah.
He's now my ex-boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
But I thought, you know what? I want to start a podcast, but I don't want to go to the trouble of getting to know someone else.
Oh. I love you.
So what I'll do is I'll just reshuffle the cabinet.
Right. Practical.
Yeah. So now you're doing a podcast with A-Rod again.
Yes.
Okay.
We weren't working in our respective positions. So I was like, let's just put you in the friends and colleagues category and we move on. So we started the Bloody Podcast.
There we go. Better the devil you know.
Yes.
Say.
Yeah. Yes. I don't want to ask what's your favorite color. Yeah. I have enough in my brain.
Listen, I've got a lot of questions for you about social media, TikTok specifically. We'll get to in the moment. Sammy Hall says, you may be following her already on social media, one of our favorite people on social media in the country, hanging with us this morning. Miropat.
You're with your morning family. Breakfast with Martin Besser.